This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior administration officials said Tuesday that President Biden is releasing 15 million more barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in a move aimed at cutting high energy and gas prices. Roughly 400 million barrels are remaining when President Trump refilled the reserves. That was back when America was energy independent. California man Paul Flores was convicted Tuesday of killing Kristen Stewart, a college student who disappeared in 1996, and body was never found. His father was found not guilty for helping his son after the murder. Paul was found guilty by a jury in Monterey County of first-degree murder and faces 25 years to life. The Smart family speaks out after the verdict.
Without Kristen, there is no joy or happiness in this verdict. After 26 years with today's split verdicts, we learned that our quest for justice for Kristen will continue. This has been an agonizingly long journey with more downs than ups, but we are grateful and appreciate the diligence and energy of the two juries to thoroughly review the facts and reach their decisions.
With a large portion of Americans not happy how elected officials get into office, a voter registration error in Arizona caused up to 6,000 Arizona voters to get a mail-in ballot with only federal races. An announcement was made by Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Hobbs, who is the Democrat nominee for governor, said in a statement that affected voters will receive the correct ballot shortly. A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday acquitted Igor Deshenko, a think tank analyst accused of lying to the FBI, on charges brought up by special counsel John Durham. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A person of interest in the grisly killings of four Oklahoma men was arrested in Florida Tuesday. Joe Kennedy was taken into custody in Daytona Beach Shores. He is charged with grand theft auto and being held without bond. Kennedy is a person of interest in the case of four missing men who were found in the Deep Fork River in Oklahoma. As the FBI sits on incriminating evidence against the Biden family, no charges have been announced from the FBI since receiving the laptop of the president's son years ago. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss on Monday, citing new whistleblower claims that President Joe Biden was involved with his son Hunter's foreign business dealings from years ago. Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey believes this all must be investigated thoroughly.
This has to be dug into deeply at every level, multiple committees, and if true, it's very, very serious.
The investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes and overseas business deals began in 2018. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Yankees are in the final four of baseball's race to the World Series after defeating Cleveland Tuesday evening 5-1. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, happy Wednesday. It's hump day here in America. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Mike Hill joins us. He is the former Florida State legislator, former Air Force captain. Hey, Michael, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back again.
Well, last time we talked, Michael, we were talking about voter fraud. We were talking about, doing something about raising the level of confidence for everyday Americans that we could have a free and fair election. Going into the midterms, the projections are quite clear. There is eager anticipation for what some are calling a red wave. My good friend in Tennessee Bob, I like his color on it. He says it's an American wave. It's not about Republicans. It's not about Democrats. It's about a return to our foundational constitutional principles that, you know, the country is screaming out for. And this is what we're looking for. And we believe that we can realize that if a free and fair election takes place. And I know that you've been studying this. What's your assessment, the state of the union, so to speak, regarding voter fraud and the confidence that we could have for this midterm election?
Well, I would say this, Bill, that first of all, everyone is on high alert for election integrity and what could happen if we have a repeat of what happened in 2016, when I believe that the election was clearly stolen from President Trump.
So everyone. You mean 2020. 2016, he won. Right. 2020. Yes, right. Okay.
That's correct. I'm sorry. That's right. So everyone is on high alert right now to make sure we don't have a repeat of that. And we'll see. Myself, I think that there are going to be instances of election fraud sporadically in certain areas, but I don't think it's going to be as widespread as we saw in 2020. So I, too, have great hope that we're going to see a turnaround in November, just a couple of weeks, where we're going to see Republicans take control of the House and likely the Senate also. Will things change dramatically should that happen? Bill, I'm not so sure, because I don't have a lot of confidence right now in Republican leadership of the minority leader, McCarthy, and also over in the Senate, McConnell. I just don't have a lot of confidence in their leadership ability to right this nation where it needs to be.
Well, the American people, again, this is an American wave that we're looking at, have had it. And if leadership doesn't step up, and if it can't handle the job, then it's the old saying, Mike, as you know, you lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. And this is what American people are demanding, because we have suffered. We have suffered too much in the last 2.5 years. We've put this country at risk. We're even, as Joe Biden called it, we're on the doorstep of a nuclear Armageddon. And he says this in such a casual sense. You know, as an Air Force Academy graduate, as an experienced military officer yourself, and just as a military man, Michael, you know leadership and those that command are absolutely critical to success. And I tell you, there. I think by and large, when we look at the leadership of Joe Biden, and you now put him in that big chair of commander-in-chief of dealing with the war, not only in the East, as we're looking at what Russia's going to do, and also now the imminent threat and outspoken bravado by the president of China, Xi, saying that they're ready to move forward to take over Taiwan. And as if that's not enough, we have an assessment of our current military that is supposed to, as you know, be prepared to fight 2.5 wars. And they're saying it's questionable if we could even fight one war with the current status that we have. Doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good right now, Bill. And you're absolutely right. The commander-in-chief of our military is the president of the United States, who is Joe Biden. And there's no doubt, everyone knows that his mental capacity is declining steadily. We witness it almost daily. It's just not there. And even if you don't have Biden, we have next in line Secretary of Defense Les Austin, and then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley. Don't have confidence in those guys either, because what they have proven, what they have demonstrated, is that they are willing to go along with this notion of what the Council of Foreign Relations is pressing on them and thus onto the United States, this idea of a one-world government. Mm-hmm. So what they have to do to have a one-world government is to weaken the United States, which is right now preventing that from happening. But they have to weaken the United States first. And then once we're in that weakened state, then they can move on with their plans of this Build Back Better nonsense. So we are in a very precarious situation right now. I think our only hope, and it's because I did serve in the military, Bill, is that the rank and file, those who volunteered to defend this nation, did it for the right reason. It's because of their love and respect for the United States of America. And they will fight tooth and nail. They'll fight like devil dogs to defend this nation. That's been proven time and time again. So that is our saving hope. But our leadership right now, our military leadership, it must change. And perhaps something like that can happen when Republicans retake, when Americans retake the House and the Senate in just a couple of weeks.
Michael, you know that what's on top of military leadership are the signs of something that has taken root for decades. And we have a pipeline of woke, candidates, for lack of a better word, former or future generals of this country that have been conditioned, they've been groomed to think like Milley, to think like the rest of the top brass of the military right now, which has compromised our military readiness, our values, and the number one job of the military, should they be called, is to win wars, isn't it? I mean, it's not to play patty cake. It's to go in. When you are called, you go in, you kick butt, you don't even worry about names, you go win the war. Because when you're called in, diplomacy has failed, sadly, and that's what brings people back to the diplomatic table. Unfortunately, this is what history has taught us. We must do this by force, and we don't need to lead with force. We can, as Teddy Roosevelt said, we can walk softly and carry a big stick. And by carrying a big stick, they know that we have a big stick, they can see it, and they don't want us to use it. And we don't want to use it, but we will if we need to. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. You hit the nail right on the head. What we saw during the Obama administration is a reduction of those high-level officers who were performing a magnificent job. And Obama was firing these generals and these flag officers throughout all military branches. He got rid of those who stood for America first, for conservative values.
Mike, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And the former Florida State legislator, former Air Force captain, Air Force Academy grad, and proponent of election integrity, Michael Hill continues with us. Michael, as a former state legislator, you have a unique perspective here in terms of higher level politics and governance. There is no doubt I mean, for all intent and purposes, there is an American wave that's going to take place in these midterm elections, which means there's going to be a lot of new people entering in, you know, at a local, at a state level, and also at a federal level. What can we do as we the people to support this incoming class that is going to have to carry a lot of weight, because it's not like they're inheriting a finely tuned engine here. I mean, they're walking into a hot mess. What can we do to help them to that end?
I believe what we have to do, Bill, is to hold them accountable. Hold them accountable for the things that they said that they were going to do when they are running for office. Right now, they are saying all the right things to get elected. They're saying the America First agenda to get elected. Now, we need to hold them accountable to that. And how we hold them accountable to that is make them aware of their oath of office. Their oath of office says that they solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And so help me God is how that oath mm-hmm. is finished. So we need to hold them accountable, knowing that you said an oath to support, protect, and defend this Constitution. So now that you get into your position of an elected official, don't forget that oath. The Constitution is the answer to practically mm-hmm. all the problems that we are facing right now in our nation, Bill, from inflation to over-government spending to leaving our borders wide open. Our energy crisis that we're seeing right now, all of those can be fixed if Congress, if those who are elected will constrain themselves to within the enumerated powers listed in our Constitution and adhering to their oath of office that they swear to support, protect, and defend that Constitution. I believe that's how we can help them best, Bill, is by making sure that we hold them accountable to their oath of office and their pledges as they are going to be elected here in just a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've asked us for our trust, right? Which is not an easy thing to relinquish, because when it comes to trust, we know that, we're told, we're advised, particularly in the Word of God, not to trust man. And even our founding fathers said, don't trust, you know, the people that you elect into office. But you go into this with this sense that, you know, hope upon hope, we're going to take you for your word. But you have to, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, still trust but verify. You've got to hold them accountable, like you said. I mean, language like what you had mentioned earlier, Joe Biden's Build Back Better, all this, it all comes from globalists. It comes from the World Economic Forum. That is the language. That is what Dianne Feinstein would call the doctrine that resides in Joe Biden and these globalists. It has nothing to do. It is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. And people on, up front, Mike, as they go into office, must understand this, that either we stand for the Constitution or we don't. And if you're going to have even the President of the United States ignoring the Constitution, then look at that's a line that is non-negotiable, Mike, in my humble opinion.
Well, that's right, Bill. You know, I believe that it is grounds for impeachment. And I don't use that word lightly. And I hate what the Democrats have done in the past couple of years with their feeble attempt to impeach Donald Trump. And I don't want it to look like that when the Republicans get back in charge, that they want to move towards impeachment proceedings, not only for Joe Biden, but for FBI Director Christopher Wray and for Department of Justice Secretary Merrick Garland. Those agencies have been weaponized and used against the American people. And I believe impeachment proceedings are in order. But I don't want to make it look like it's retribution because of what the Democrats did to President Trump, but instead that it is justified because they have violated their oath of office. They have shown that their moral compass is completely off, and they do not deserve to be in those public servant positions. And so that's what I believe needs to happen, is to show that Americans are serious about righting this nation from the wrong that we have seen that started with the Obama administration, was placed on hold by the Trump administration, and it is now coming back with a vengeance with the Biden regime. But we have to stop that, turn it around, and it's we, the American people, who must do that.
Well, impeachment is there as a tool in our government when properly used. Clearly, the Democrats have used it, you know, as a political tool, not for something that is really of value and as intended by our founding fathers. There has been every modern-day Republican president has been impeached. I don't know if you're aware of this, has been impeached by the Democrats. I mean, they just do this. This is, you know, a Republican president can count on being impeached by the Democrats. It's standard fare. That's what they do. But, you know, the difference here, to your exact point, Mike, is that, like in a court of law, you lay the facts out. The Democrats, led by Val Demming, you know, one of the leaders of the House, laid out their alleged facts, which was emotionally based, was based on narrative and falsehoods, anonymous reporting, nothing that would stand the scrutiny in a court of law, really. And the thing is that I think on one hand is embarrassing, it should be for all attorneys, is that their misrepresentation of law and the legal process was an abomination. It was an insult to professional attorneys out there. A total embarrassment, because they made it into a show trial, and that's all they do. But if you lay the evidence, just like you said right now, like you're in a court of law, you lay the evidence of what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, everybody involved in this, in the leadership of the Democratic Party, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, you lay it out. It's empirical. I mean, there's not, you know, this isn't about emotion. This is just, here are the facts. This is what they've done. This is how they've abused their power. And we're not talking, you know, just about Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, this is endless, the things that have been done, the way they have weaponized the FBI, every three-letter agency within the government, going back to the days of Obama. They weaponized them against the American people. And now, as if that's not enough, we got 87,000 IRS agents with guns and bullets ready to, you know, take a look at your tax returns, Mike.
That's right. Now, how do we stop that bill? We stop it through Congress, because Congress has the power of the purse. If they decide they are not going to fund those 87,000 IRS agents, then they cannot be hired. And let's hope that Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy have the nerve, are able to stand up to the withering attacks which are going to come from the left and the media, but that they will stand up to it and not fund these 87,000 IRS agents, to not fund this forgiveness of these student loans, which is nothing more than theft. If you borrow money, you have to pay it back. And it should not be on the backs of us taxpayers paying back those loans. But you took that loan out. So if Congress does not fund those programs, these leftist programs that the Biden regime is trying to do, then they wither away. And that's why it is so important that all your listeners, Bill, go out and vote. Don't sit back and think somebody else is going to do it. You must vote on November 8th if you haven't already, but you must go and vote. If the church will rise up and vote, we will win this thing.
Without a doubt. Michael Hill, we got to leave it there. Thanks for your help. Take care. God bless.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation. information to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A voter registration error in Arizona has caused up to 6,000 Arizona voters to get mail-in ballots with only federal races. The Secretary of State says corrected ballots will be mailed out shortly. California man Paul Flores was convicted Tuesday of killing Kristen Smart, a college student who disappeared in 1996. His father was found not guilty of helping his son after the murder. Paul was found guilty by a jury in Monterey County of first-degree murder and faces 25 years to life. The Smart family speaks out after the verdict.
This has been an agonizingly long journey with more downs than ups, but we are grateful and appreciate the diligence and energy of the two juries to thoroughly review the facts.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday acquitted Igor Deshenko, a think tank analyst, accused of lying to the FBI on charges brought up by special counsel John Durham. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check us out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the managing editor of Stream.org, Wait You No Longer. Al Parada joins us now. Hey, Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good on this pretty fall day.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've got the cool weather coming in, you know, which is nice even here in Florida. I had to think twice. I thought, well, do I go outside and take on the weather elements or jump on the Peloton? So the Peloton won, and, stay inside. So, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm a better man, but, you know, it's just I have to get out there and do certain things within the rhythm of my day. If it gets interrupted, you know, you're just off balance. It's just the way it is. So, anyway, just to be real vulnerable,
exercise. Yeah, yours is getting on an exercise machine. Mine's going to get like a snack, you know, if I don't get this. So.
Yeah. Well, I do work that in. I do work that in, you know, at points. But it's like I'm not deserving of a snack unless I've taken out a couple of dominoes along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
You get rewarded for the good behavior, I guess. Anyway, that's some self-discipline, you know, Martinez style here for you. Speaking of self-discipline, I like what you've written in the brew. Okay, we're on the verge. We can decide if we want a constitutional republic or are we going to stick with this banana republic that we have to, that we currently on course with?
Yeah, it's pretty much that stark. We're not dealing with the edges here. We're dealing with the fundamentals in this election.
Yep, exactly.
Do you want, you know, constitutional government or, you know, constitutional republic, or do you want this bananas republic where, you know, insanity rules? Not only bad policies mm-hmm. that ruin your life, but straight out insanity. We're pro-life. People are getting their houses raided while people who blow up pro-life centers walk scot-free. I mean, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
This is on the ballot. where whether it's life, and we talked about this before, life or death. Literally, they're out. Mm-hmm. Biden's priority is, you know, vote for more death. Vote for us, and you get more abortion. Abortion until birth. Good luck trying to get the White House won't even tell you what Biden's position is on where the limit should be, which means he's gone full in on this.
Yes,
late term and all the rest. Life and death is on the ballot. It's that stark.
Yeah, all supposedly because of women's rights, and they have their bleeding hearts for women. Well, if they were, they would take into account the psychological damage. You know, what has happened in 49 years of Roe, what women have been expected, you know, have experienced and have had to endure. You know, the realization that their child was dead, that they were lied to by these well-meaning medical professionals that told them, oh, it's nothing. It's just a, you know, it's just a little tumor, no big deal. And then they start seeing, you know, the proof of actually what the fetus was. It was the child that was killed in their womb. And no wonder, because they've been walking around grieving and trying to understand, Al, they're, you know, I talked to these women, I just was in darkness. I didn't know what was going on. I knew something was wrong, and it took me a while because I was in so much denial. I just did not want to believe that my abortion had anything to do with it. But it wasn't until I reconciled that. Now, I'm telling you one story here that seems, that I can tell you in many cases, seems to be consistent with most of the stories I hear, okay? So this may, you know, this may resonate with you. It may not be your case, but that is the situation with death. Everybody has their own story. And some people may, you know, may look at it and say, it isn't death at all. I mean, and this is what concerns me, because you have actresses in Hollywood, these people, you know, the rich and famous that have it made, and they sit there and they want to, you know, cheer that they have murdered their children and celebrate it. I mean, you know, for just a moment of sanity, can you see how crazy that is, that you would want to celebrate the death of your child? I'm sorry. I mean, there's just something rather debased about, you know, that kind of thought.
Yeah. And it was interesting that the Planned Parenthood came out against the new Marilyn Monroe movie on Netflix, because Monroe had a conversation with the fetuses she allegedly aborted before the abortions. So they freaked out. Planned Parenthood freaked out that the, you know, the babies were projected as babies.
That would be a normal response from a mother, a would-be mother, right?
Yeah, yeah. And
no, you can't have that, right?
Yeah, we know the deal in Hollywood. It's, you know, for ages, the abortion mill, you know, for young actresses, and they've been sold this lie. I mean, I repeat it, but the one that really breaks my heart is like Michelle Williams, when she won her Emmy Award. She said she wouldn't have won the Emmy if she hadn't had the award.
That's one of the people I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but she won an Emmy for playing Gwen Verdon, who was raped by a would-be manager at the age of 15, but had the baby and went on to be Gwen Verdon, you know, Tony, Broadway legend.
Right.
It's just that she bought this lie. Is like, it's just tragic to me.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard this yet. Like Stacey Abrams, like, is basically saying, you know, abortion's your cure for inflation. You're worried about gas prices because you're having babies.
Yeah,
basically is what she was saying today. Like, what? What? Oh my gosh! Life or death. It's all out.
Exactly. Well, Stacey, let me remind you that we have basically annihilated an entire labor force, generation labor force, with 63 million people. Last time I checked, we've got more jobs than people. Something like 10 million jobs that we can't fill right now. Could that have some consequence to it? When we know about inflation, what offsets inflation is production. We have got we're experiencing a market reduction in production. Could the fact be because of our compromised U.S. labor force for many reasons? But just that minor case in point that you bring up, Al, is that having a potential net effect on inflation. So what she's saying, it's just like the silly thing that she said about the heartbeat, that, you know, that was kind of made up, you know, that was delusional. Wait a minute. Oh, Stacey Abrams, now you're, on one hand, you're an economist, world-class economist that knows better, and you know what you're talking about. Not. And secondarily, now you're a medical profession that understands more than doctors do about a fetal heartbeat and what a sonogram tells you. You are better than the, why do we even invest in these instruments when we have Stacey Abrams to tell us all this stuff?
I know she should stick to smutty fiction and Star Trek guest appearances, really. But we'll see if the voters of Georgia make the same decision in a couple weeks to send her to oblivion.
Yeah, well, you're seeing the polls, and everywhere you go, Al, you know, the Democrats, really, they have nothing to stand on. You know, the only thing they're trying to do is to rev up this deal about Roe, and when it comes down to it, what people need to remember, what they're presenting is less than 1% of the abortions, not the 99 that are done because of child gender choice, because of convenience, or because, oop, it was a Friday night date, I hooked up with the wrong guy, sorry, boom, you know, that kind of excuse for an abortion. But somehow that gives them reproductive rights. That's at the expense of the rights of the unborn child being subordinated to a, you know, I don't know, I hate to be so callous, but it seems rather selfish, doesn't it?
Yeah, and if that's all you've got to run on, that's not good. Mm-hmm. It's just not good. It's you're running on debt.
Yeah.
And even if you win, what have you got?
Exactly. Well, that's why it's hysterical. Have you been watching the debates?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the Democrats. It's like, oh my God! It's like, oh, can I go to someplace else? Maybe I can do a ribbon cutting ceremony at a 7-Eleven. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I don't want to debate. Yeah, that's why they're running scared, because they can't defend it. They can't defend any of it. So. You know, so we'll see. We'll see if that duck and run strategy works. Works for Biden. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if people
yeah,
are
and
this time.
Yeah, the media can only cover so long. I don't think they have any more ammo left in their pistola to carry the day for these midterms. Just saying. More from Al Parada after this.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's our hope, ladies and gentlemen, our only hope, and what leads to revival, we must have repentance. I mean, that's where it begins. And it was interesting because I was reading, Al, here this last week, how, you know, God laid out the case against the children of Israel, you know, like a court of law. You know, here's the offense that I have against you. And I thought, God, we could learn so much from that, because here we are today. In not only America, because sometimes we can be so America-centric, but it's the world at large. And if you were to be open to hear the case that God has against his creation right now, it would bring you to your knees, because you say, well, I have no defense for this. How can I defend, you know, killing millions of babies around the world? How can I defend surrendering my freedom, my God-given freedom, to allow a medical profession to mask my kids and do more danger in combating a pandemic? How can I allow illegal immigration to invade our land and kill our citizens? I mean, it's just endless when you stop to think about the case that God could bring against his creation. And that, if that doesn't buckle your knees, I don't know what will.
You haven't got even touched on depravity. Sanctuary.
Exactly.
Depravity.
Yeah.
Like there's I guess he was a coach who's under that school where the high school girls complained about a guy being in the locker room who claimed to be transgender. They were made to feel uncomfortable. He's like staring at them undressed. The father of one of the girls just got fired from the school. He gets to coach some of the teams or something like that because he used the wrong pronoun on Facebook when describing the situation.
This is how crazy it becomes. You see, the deal is God tells us very clearly. If you turn your back on God, in a sense, you know, this is the Bill Martinez version, you render yourself stupid. Because God is the source of all wisdom and knowledge. And so we think we know better. So here we are. And up is down, down is up. It's okay for you know, men who say that, you know, they're trans, so they're using the girls' restroom. They're raping girls, like as if we didn't know that this was going to happen, because we're going to expose our daughters to this kind of insidiousness. You know, and then we say, oh, that's not enough. We're going to let all these strange people go in and have story hour with our kids. And I don't know if you saw this latest video out there where you had these people, you know, twerking and talking about sex, and kids were allowed to be there. And of course it was, you know, oh, they had to be accompanied by an adult. It's like you almost want to get those adults and go, what are you, an idiot? You're going to take your kid to this kind of exposition, this kind of deviancy? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, and the thing was interesting, because they even had the kids, they had little boys giving dollar bills to these to these performers. Now, what is that telling? What is that telling your son? What's the takeaway here?
It's destructive. I mean, it's a destructive takeaway. It takes away from what's going to be healthy relationships later on. I mean, we know this. This is nothing. You know, this is no surprise. You know, and it's being done deliberately. I mean, it's one thing in the in the corners of society, in the dark alleys. We're talking about sanctioned stuff by government, by local governments and schools.
Oh yeah,
libraries. I mean, this is and that's what we talk about with God. It's, I said, it's not an individual acting in a certain way. It is a corporate cultural behavior, almost codified. And that's what God's looking at. He's looking at a nation.
Exactly.
What is your nation doing? You know.
We're accepting this and embracing it in such a way to somehow make it normal. No, this is obtuse. You don't teach a child before they're ready, you know, about sex. And if you do, you want to keep that in the family. You don't want to have some outside agency or some individual whose own sexuality is all confused teaching your children. I mean, talk about the blind leading the blind.
Well, what is the goal? What is their goal?
It's to normalize perversion. The fact of the matter is, Al, that, you know, we said this before, our society is oversexed. I mean, we're so sexed up, we've lost our mind over sex. We are purveyors and consumers for human trafficking, and then we're shocked when we hear about it. Look, if there wasn't an agency or a consumer base for it, it wouldn't proliferate here in America. It is so well proliferated, and we want to blame the cartels instead of saying, no, we're the consumers of it. The reason the cartels keep feeding us, just like with drugs and everything else, is because guess what? We're the market for it. So if that doesn't cause you to come down, like I said, this is the case that God puts before us, and if we can't admit that and fall down on our knees and say, wow, heaven help us, where's the help? Where's the Obi-Wan Kenobi for the next generation, Al? What are our kids and grandkids? What are they going to deal with? What kind of girl is going to be their prospect for a marriage partner that has been groomed and indoctrinated with this hypersexuality?
Yeah, there's going to be a toll to pay. This just popped in my head that it is a news story that Drew Barrymore says she has not had sex since her divorce.
That's funny you should bring that up. I was just thinking about that earlier today. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a news story. That somebody is not having sex outside of marriage.
Right.
That's how crazy this is. However, I do a big point. And we are seeing some blowback. This young lady, Chloe Cole, who's detransitioned.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I know it's an exaggerated analogy, but I think this is like a Harriet Tubman who's going to lead people out of darkness, who's been slave to this this gender mythology stuff and came out of it and is going to lead people away from it, lead thousands of young women and young men to healthier lives. And
the thing that's sad about it, this is government supported. They're using tax money to support this ideology and this insanity. I mean, how dare they? How dare they do this? But, you know, hey, look at this is a government of for by we the people. If we the people do not take a stand against it, well, hey, there's no stopping it.
Yeah. And the good news is we have that ability. And November 8th is the day to do it. We're talking local races as well as the bigger races. But
exactly.
From school boards all the way up the ladder to governors, the senators. It's up to us to do it. It's up to us to get out there and support candidates who don't believe in this nonsense and who will fight against it and who have the stones to fight against it. And not worry about what their media calls them on any given day.
Exactly. Well, the other thing you cover in the brew here, which is an interesting development, and that is the DHS bringing in government volunteers to be housekeepers and personal assistants for illegal immigrants. I mean, they won't even do this for the military, but for illegal immigrants, they'll be more than happy to help out here. How messed up are we in our priorities?
I almost thought that was something from the Babylon Bee.
Yeah, exactly. I get you.
If people don't understand, DHS is looking for volunteers within the federal government to go down to the border for 60 days and do chores, run medicine runs,
yes,
administrative stuff, the whole nine yards.
Do my laundry.
Yeah, it's like having a personal assistant. I think I used the word housewife. I don't know if I took it out. I don't know if that was too strong. But you know, you're basically making these people be the housewives of these people, and personal assistants for people who are here illegally. Again, on our dime.
Yeah,
I'd like to have a personal assistant helping clean up right now, and do the run to Walmart and pick up the medicines. I'd love it. Do I have to cross the border illegally to get one?
Well, maybe they're told that, look, if you don't go to the border, then they're going to come and, those mean governors down there in Texas and Florida, they're going to ship them up to your neighborhood there in Maryland. So you need to go down there and go to the border for 60 days. That's the least you can do. You got to take one for the team, Al, after all, right?
Yeah. No, I'm sure some will take it and when it gets really, like, really cold. Some federal workers might go, hey, it's warmer down there. It's worth it. When we're shuffling papers, might as well do it where it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how people go, but it's still kind of absurd.
Yeah, 35 seconds, speaking of absurd and Babylon Bee. Jill Biden, boy, what a warm welcome she got at the Eagles game, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because, I mean, like, they boo anybody, so there's a little bit of that. But the fact that you couldn't find video of it, that was the thing that caught my attention. There's video of everything.
Like, right, exactly.
It was still kind of funny she got booed.
Well, they didn't call her Brandon. At least that I heard, anyway.
Oh, no, there was a tape that did have the other version, the more vulgar version was going on.
They did. Mrs. Brandon.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the first lady. She's there for cancer.
Yeah, come on. Be kind, all right? Al Parada, you're awesome.
Most
thank
Americans,
you, buddy.
You're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious?